You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
We're listening to the sounds of an invention that could revolutionize the way that we treat contaminated water. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
That is the blower that is moving the air through the system that enables the evaporation to occur with this tornadic device.
Karen Sorber is Chief Executive Officer and co-founder of Micronic Technologies. The Tornadic OnePass was designed to create a tornado-like vortex which vaporizes polluted water and removes waste products.
We have a system now that is designed for 1,500 gallons a day to take contaminants out of the water. And it is definitely scalable. This system is going to the EPA for test and evaluation. And as we go and commercialize over the next year, we hope to have clients that will want to scale it to 5,000 and then 20,000 gallons a day. Clearly, our technology has a worldwide potential market. We're starting in the U.S., however, and in that, we're focusing on two markets. One is the cheese processing market, where as you make Italian-based cheeses, there's a lot of salt that is used to brine the cheese. We can take 280,000 parts per million and get it down to 100. And then the company can reuse the water. And landfills have all kinds of contaminants in it, metal and bacteria. We can treat that water as well. That is significantly impacted these days because of storm events.
We'll hear more about the Tornadic OnePass in future programs. Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by the Center for Earth and Environmental Nanotechnology and the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.